Lindsey Graham announces he will hold hearings into Crossfire Hurricane. By Christina Wong on May 14, 2020. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, said Thursday his committee will begin holding hearings on the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, after urging from President Trump. The Judiciary Committee will begin holding multiple in-depth congressional hearings regarding all things related to Crossfire Hurricane starting in early June, Graham said. Our first phase will deal with the government's decision to dismiss the Flynn case as well as an in-depth analysis of the unmasking requests made by Obama administration officials against General Flynn. We must determine if these requests were legitimate, he said. Our next area of inquiry, later this summer, will be oversight building upon the Horowitz report about FISA abuses against Carter Page. My goal is to find out why and how the system got so off the rails, he added. Finally, we will look at whether Robert Mueller should have ever been appointed as special counsel. Was there a legitimate reason to conclude the Trump campaign had colluded with the Russians? He said. Earlier Thursday, Trump had urged Graham to stop talking and begin doing something. Graham has previously promised to hold hearings on the investigations. Trump tweeted. If I were a senator or congressman, the first person I would call to testify about the biggest political crime and scandal in the history of the USA, by far, is former President Obama. He knew everything. Do it at Lindsey Graham's, just do it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more talk. On whether he would invite former President Obama to testify on what he knew about his administration's investigations into the Trump campaign, including Flynn, he said, as previously stated, there will be oversight of all things related to Crossfire Hurricane. But, he added, I am greatly concerned about the precedent that would be set by calling a former president for oversight. No president is above the law. However, the presidency has executive privilege claims against other branches of government, he said. We have the sitting president accusing the former president of being part of a treasonous conspiracy to undermine his presidency. We have the former president suggesting the current president is destroying the rule of law by dismissing the General Flynn case, he said. As to the Judiciary Committee, both presidents are welcome to come before the committee and share their concerns about each other. If nothing else, it would make for great television. However, I have great doubts about whether it would be wise for the country, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.